test and pay for a radio? I said, no, you won't. I said, I just got my Social Security back there. I can take care of that myself. And besides that, I'll appreciate it more. And so from that point on, it's been uphill, and just been enjoying the daylights out of the ham radio. And then I experienced echoing, thank goodness, before I came in here. The shack at home has 1-8570 with an ATAS 128. I've got a BB3 ready to go up, and a sidekick and ATAS 128 both on the RV and in the van. So that's basically where I'm at now. Unfortunately, now I've got a 818 here that I can finally hear things with, but haven't been able to make a contact. But you know, it's all about the chase anyway. So that's I get my kicks on Echolink and go try it once or twice a week on that one anyway. Back to that from Alpha Echo 7, Mike Romeo. Thank you for bringing me in. AE7, I'm on back.
AE7MR, this is KC2PKG. And from you, we're going to go to KB7PDW. Mel, how was your weekend? What's going on? We just finished a question about what went right for us in 2025. So I'm passing the mic to you. KB7PDW, it's over to you, man.
Well, not so good, I guess. I had back surgery a year ago or so and didn't go well. They gave me some shots to kill the nerves back there, and that didn't work. And then I waited 6 months, had them do the shots again. That time it took away the severe pain, but now I still have some pain when I walk. So then here, I don't know, about the early 90s, I was studying for my ham, and they went no code, so I took the test, and then Linda Lou and I took the general, got generals. She's pretty smart. We studied for the extra together. she passed, and I missed by like 3 questions, so... I figured, well, as long as she's got a license, I can kind of talk on her license. So, anyway, that's the sad story here, I guess. My name in the CB days was a hummingbird. I used to sign off by saying, the hummingbird's backing out. And going, KD7PBW, backing up.
FMW, or PBW, hummingbird, huh? That's interesting. You know, I wasn't on it for very long, but I was Crusader Rabbit. I mean, a couple of years. My wife didn't like having it in the car. We did a lot of driving. We did a lot of driving trips, and, you know, truck drivers can get you around traffic jams faster than anybody can. It's amazing. But she didn't like the language on CB, so she didn't want, with the kids in the car, she didn't want it. Yeah, and she didn't like the sound of it either. Too staticky for her. All right. Let's do the next question here, and we'll be winding it up. I was watching this I've been watching several documentaries and examinations and analysis of how AI is playing against our society. What's good about it, what's bad about it, and they were talking about what is the impact of AI on society itself, and is it safe enough to use? And a lot of people say, no, it's, you know, it's great, it does wonderful things, but it's not very safe. And so that was the discussion here. And it occurred to me, in my sort of myopic way, that it's not like, if you've ever read any Isaac Asimov robot stories, we're lacking the three rules. So, see, that would never happen in any of those stories because the robots were limited. They could never cause harm to a human being or through an action allow harm to another human, to a human being. That was one of the basic rules. Ours don't have that. So is that a goal for us? I wondered. What are the goals? Right now the goals for AI, you might say it's just there to make money, but do they need to have other goals? Let's go to the top here. WJ9E, Mike, what do you think? What are the current goals for AI, and what should they be? This is KC2, PKG. Over to you, WJ9E.
Thanks, Gray. I'm not 100% sure about AI. I've never really have gotten